The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Let's see, because it was on before, right? Is that now? Now it's on. Okay, great. Great, okay, good. So, it's interesting to have the leaf blower start up because of how they change over the years, the sounds around here. And it used to be that the leaf blowers, you always would come on Fridays. And we would have these Dharma practice days on Fridays, and we would try to, as we went through the day on Friday, I would navigate the leaf blower. So I wouldn't try to do guided meditations during the leaf blower. And we have more discussion during the leaf blower. And then I wondered, should I go out there and talk to them about it and explain to them that we meditate, and could they come earlier or whatever? Or do we just include it as part of the practice and just kind of work with it and be mindful of our, our aversion to it or our judgments, or in my case, my feelings that I'm not being a very good leader of a meditation center if I have a meditation center where they do leaf blowing. There's all these thoughts, the strange thoughts that we can have. And then also in the back of my mind was like, well, I wonder how long this is going to last, this Friday leaf blowing. And then today, it's Wednesday. It's a new era. So maybe now that's the regular Wednesday phenomena rather than Friday. So it goes. And so part of what we do in this practice is to try to be in harmony with what's going on and not in conflict with what's going on. And I think that contrast between being in conflict with things versus being in harmony is a useful kind of contrast to keep in mind. Because many times we're in contrast with our lives, in conflict with what's going on, with our lives, with other people, with situation, and also with ourselves and some aspect of ourselves. And if we reformulate it and try to approach all the different circumstances of our life as something we're going to be in harmony with, I think life becomes a lot more pleasant, more enjoyable, and also freer. There's not much freedom to be found in having a feeling inside of being in conflict, tightening up, constricting, being aversive, pushing away. And so what does it take to become, to live in harmony? One of the things it takes is to be attuned to what's going on, to be in tune with the situation. So to kind of pay attention to the situation you're in, and are you attuned to the situation? Some people are so self-contained, to say it politely, self-contained, that they hardly notice what's going on around them. They hardly notice the context in which they're in. And so they don't tune in. They don't not attune to the situation, the people they're in, where they're at. And so, for example, and if one of you decided to be a leaf blower and decided that probably the best place, a really good place to blow leaves and clean is in meditation hall while people are meditating, then I would say you're not very attuned to what's going on here. But there's all kinds of ways in which people... So part of the function, one of the functions of mindfulness is to help us have the attention that we can attune ourselves situation, to understand what's going on, and then behave or find ourselves in a way that's appropriate for the situation we're in. Not to force ourselves into being someone we're not, but to be who we are in a way that's harmonious or appropriate for the situation we're in. And we all do this to some degree. How you behave if you end up walking into a nursery school classroom when the kids are all there, especially if they're all napping, is very different than if you go to a soccer game and your favorite team is winning. Or it's very different than how you go into a funeral. And all these different circumstances, we tend to attune ourselves, or they recall different parts of ourselves forward. And you don't go to a funeral and continue singing some song from the Doors and from your childhood, if you're that old. You kind of usually attune yourself to what's needed there and change how you are. Maybe you whisper a little bit if you have to talk to someone at a funeral. If you're visiting a nursery school where all the kids are napping, It's one of the most wonderfully peaceful experiences of life is a nursery school classroom full of napping kids. And you don't want to disturb them, so you stay tuned and you kind of stay quiet. And so so different. We naturally will attune ourselves, adjust ourselves to circumstances sometimes. And then part of the attunement is to also know ourselves, to be attuned into ourselves, to know what is the appropriate way for us to be in harmony with the situation. Sometimes the situation is so compelling that mostly that defines how we are described. It teaches us how we should be. And sometimes the what's going on with us is so compelling or so strong that we define the situation to some degree. But oftentimes it's a combination of both, with a combination of tuning into ourselves, knowing who we are, what we're feeling that day, what we're thinking, what we're believing, what the situation around us is, and then figuring out what's the harmony, what's the attunement between the two. And in that attunement, what is the way that we can live in a way that we feel free, that we feel at peace? To live in harmony, I would say, is to figure out some way to be at peace with what's going on. But I prefer, rather than saying being at peace, I prefer the language of not being in conflict with what is. Because peace might be too high a standard that we might measure ourselves against. But to not be in conflict, so not be in conflict with the leaf blower. For me, I don't know how it is for you, when the leaf blowers are really loud and close by, I feel it affects me physically. It's kind of agitating energy, and it's kind of a little bit it's uncomfortable to feel it. And so if my idea of being in harmony or being peaceful is the absence of that, then I'm not attuned to the situation, I'm not in harmony. But rather, what does it be harmony with the fact that this physical sound is affecting me in a certain kind of way that's uncomfortable? Can I attune myself to that and be in harmony? Can I attune myself in such a way that I'm not in conflict with that? So one of the things I've learned that's very, very valuable for me is the idea is learning how to be comfortable with discomfort. So if I'm not comfortable with being uncomfortable, then I'm not in harmony with something. I'm not in harmony with that. And if I'm then have this idea that it shouldn't be this way, I should be different, then I'm overlaying conflict, separation, distance from the experience. So how to be not in conflict with my agitation, how to be not in conflict, how to be attuned to that. So sometimes when we try to attune ourselves to a situation, we notice the situation, sometimes we notice ourselves, and sometimes we have to give more emphasis on one or the other, or sometimes we have to share one or the other. So one of the great things to do in a social situation, when you're trying to be attuned to everything, is to help other people be attuned by telling them how you are. You might say, I woke up this morning really grumpy, and you're better off knowing that. You do them a favor, and then they know that, that not to take it so personally if you start, snapping at them, so they're a little bit more prepared for it. So that's a way of sharing how you are, being attuned to how you are, and letting people know. Or someone else having a hard time, and so to be attuned as you ask them, what's going on for you? And you try to find out more. And whatever information you gather, whatever information you get back, when you attune yourself, when you feel yourself, when you learn about the situation you're in, then to ask, how can I not be in conflict with this situation? How can I be in harmony with this situation? How can I respond to the situation in such a way that is harmonious with what the situation needs? I think is a beautiful question, beautiful thing to do. So this is one of the things we can do with mindfulness. Mindfulness teaches us how to pay attention, and then as we learn to pay attention and be in the present moment, then we can use that to attune ourselves, to bring ourselves into harmony with the situation inside and out. So those are my thoughts for today. And now we have time for creating a harmonious practice place. So for those of you who are able to stay, we're going to do a few minutes of cleaning of the place. And maybe there's one person who could help. The little conference room could use a little bit of tidying up. The The projection screen needs to be put back in the little box, and then the zafus need to be put away, and maybe Fiona, and vacuum the floor in there, and then anything else you can do in there. So please.
And so we could use four people to work outside. Four, thank you. And Jim, would you coordinate that, please? Thank you. And how about three people to do the restrooms? One, two, three. Thank you. And one person to sweep the community hall. Thank you. And let's see, what else? How about somebody to sweep the front porch and the back porch? Okay, Larry, if you could do that.
Vacuum this floor.
Yeah, vacuum. Gail? Gail's the vacuumer here, so is that everything?
We also have a fourth bathroom upstairs.
Oh, you want to do the other bathroom? Okay, if you could do the one upstairs. Yeah, it's just right up the staircase.
And then also the front, the windows, the front door.
Oh, yeah,
window.
Somebody wants to do the windows? Windows, anybody? Going once, going twice?
And then also, okay, there's also emptying the trash, recycling.
Oh, that's right, the recycling. Yeah, how can I forget that? Anybody can do the recycling? Okay, good, thank you.
And who else is left who needs something?
Anybody else like to do anything?
Yeah, we can do some dusting. So maybe if you, Karen, if you could take a rag from the accessible bathroom, and maybe you could dust, start with the library, the shelves, whatever can be done there, and then once you finish there, spread out in the outer hall.
So there's a rag in the
bathroom. There should be an accessible bathroom there in the closet. And Larry?